McNulty, Get Woke, Go Broke, Pay TV Subscribers Hit 30-Year Low. By John Nolte on May 13, 2023. The number of suckers Americans subscribing to pay TV has hit its lowest level since 1992. Well, this is inevitable when every time you turn on your TV, there's a guy in a dress being treated seriously or two fellas smooching. Not to mention the bottom falling out of storytelling, which is now filled with smug and insufferable political rhetoric that breaks the storytelling spell on top of all the lectures and shaming that destroys the appeal of the central characters. In just one quarter, 2.3 million subscribers cut their cable and satellite TV cords. Look at these numbers. With a Q1 decline, total pay TV penetration of occupied U.S. households, including for internet services like YouTube TV and Hulu, dropped to 58.5%. Its lowest point since 1992, 2 years before DirecTV launched as a new rival to cable TV, according to Moffitt's calculations. As of the end of Q1, U.S. pay TV services had 75.5 million customers, down nearly 7% on an annual basis. Cable TV operators' rate of decline in Q1 reached minus 9.9% year-over-year, while satellite providers DirecTV and Dish Network fell minus 13.4%. In addition, so-called virtual MVPDs, multi-channel video programming distributors, lost 264,000 customers in Q1, among the worst quarters to date for this segment. Those virtual MVPDs are services that offer the equivalent of cable TV through streaming, like Sling, Hulu Live. It's merely a different way to subscribe to cable TV. With some streaming services losing billions and the movie industry becoming a $500 million gamble with each release, cable TV is the one remaining cash cow for these massive, left-wing multinational entertainment corporations. And as I've been pointing out for 15 years now, that same cable TV is a con job, a rigged system that has you paying for dozens and dozens of channels you never watch. If a channel is on your cable package, you are still subsidizing it through your overpriced cable bill, even if you don't watch it. This isn't true for every channel, but it's definitely true for left-wing outlets that hate you. MSNBC, CNN, ESPN, etc. Yes, a piece of your cable bill goes directly to these monsters, which is why you should cancel your cable. More good news. Is there a bottom in sight for the pay TV industry? Moffitt Nathanson has argued that the pay TV floor is between 50 million and 60 million U.S. homes. But, Moffitt wrote in the latest report, as things stand, we expect cord cutting to grow even worse and the long-theorized floor to be breached. I cut the cable almost 10 years ago. Honestly, it felt like I had removed a sewer pipe pumping filth directly into my house. Since, I've also cut my streaming subscriptions, except for Amazon Prime. But that's due to the free shipping more than the pile of garbage on Amazon's terrible streaming service. I don't believe in boycotts. It's just that I got fed up. Almost all modern entertainment sucks. Instead, I'm investing more and more in my Blu-ray collection, which means I have hard copies of thousands of classic films. Right now, I mostly focus on foreign films I've never seen, which are 100 times better than whatever soulless, woke garbage Netflix offers. Here's a tip for the pay TV industry, including streaming. Just like you have verticals for black cinema, action, and LGBT movies, offer a no-gay stuff vertical. Seriously, a no-gay stuff category will save your customers a ton of time and protect them from those infuriating moments that come with feeling sucker-punched. Ultimately, this will make them more appreciative and, therefore, less likely to cancel. By the way, since 1992, America's added almost 80 million people to our population, and pay TV is still losing millions of subscribers. When it comes to entertainment, it is all about content, and your content sucks. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.